Southern Indiana basketball's roster for 2024-2025 is complete with the addition of Alex Horuk, a transfer from UTRGV, the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, 7-footer, 240, 250, depending on how the scale's feeling that day. But
Yeah.
Alex, congratulations on the commitment and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
It's really exciting because 7-footers, not to mention 7-footers with your strength, when you go into the portal, and that's where USI was doing a lot of their recruiting, going to the portal, there really aren't that many guys with your physical gift and your frame that's going to impose OVC rivals. So, talk to us. What do you see your role being for this upcoming season, 2024-2025 with USI?
I think like what I can bring to the table is I'm pretty skillful, have a good touch, I have good footwork, I talked with the coach and he said he's going to be able to use me a lot in the post, be able to rebound and just help my team in any ways I can. I feel like I'm just here to win, and do my best and win as many games as we can and win a championship. So that's my goal really for this year. And yeah.
Alex, one of the first things that you mentioned there was your touch. And at 7'2", 240, 250, I don't know if people necessarily associate your game with touch, but if you turn on the tape, you definitely have a soft touch around
Yeah.
the rim. Where does that come from, your touch around the rim?
Just it's put a lot of work in, to be honest with you. I started playing basketball at a very, very, like I started playing basketball late, like at the age of 16. So I had to put a lot of work in to develop my skill set. I had really good people on the way who helped me with all this stuff. I had really good coaches, trainers who helped me to develop me in the player that I am today. But all it takes is just work, work, patience. It's gonna be hard sometimes, but you just gotta keep going and keep working.
So I haven't mentioned it so far, but for the people listening, you hear the accent. Alex is from the Ukraine, and it's really an interesting time, obviously, with everything happening in the Ukraine. I'll talk to you about that momentarily. But you said that you've been playing basketball only since you were 16. I'm assuming
Yeah.
soccer in that case, right? Soccer was your first sport, is that right?
A little bit, yeah. I wasn't playing like a serious soccer, I was playing with my friends sometimes, on the streets. But I never really played any sports seriously before I got to America. And coaches see my high school coach see a lot of potential. His name is Coach Drew. He's my first ever coach. That started working with me from the first guy here, and he's the real reason like why I start playing a series, because he taught me like how work, and just keep working, everything's gonna be everything's gonna get paid off. So yeah, that's real reason, yeah.
So when you moved to America, and it's very common for European players, especially European teenagers, to decide, oh, I want to go play college basketball in the States. I'm going to do a prep year or something like that in
Yeah.
America before going to the college ranks. For you, when you moved to America and you did a prep season in California, I'll ask you about that later on. But when you did that, were you focused on college basketball, or was basketball just something that you were going to try out, but you knew you wanted to go to America first? Or was it basketball your first love and your focus?
I moved to America with my family, so I didn't move to America because of the basketball. I just moved here with my family because we have other family here. So it wasn't my main focus really. I started playing the like serious basketball when I was my sophomore year of high school. And it was never really like a big goal for me. Before, but like now, like I start to see players, getting to the schools, and I felt like I could do the same thing. I have all the physical tools, And I just fell in love with the basketball as well, so it just was something that I really fell in love with.
I feel like, though, even in Ukraine, I know it's not a basketball is not as popular in Ukraine as it is in America, but I feel like even back home, people must have been giving you a hard time. Hey, you're this tall at the time, not necessarily 7 foot, but you're 6'7", 8'9", 6'10". You want to be playing basketball, right? I'm sure you were getting that, but you were kind of brushing that off and saying, not necessarily for me. In that case, when you're growing up, what were you doing in your free time outside of school? Because a lot of your teammates, in fact, almost all of your teammates, they've been dribbling a basketball ever since they can walk. For you, very different. So what were you doing as a kid for fun?
As a kid, my parents always used to keep me engaged with stuff. I used to go for a karate school like for a year. I also used to go to the art school as well. Just like these are really two things I was usually like always keeping my busy with. But like now than that, just being around my friends, my family, all other things, but I never really was a one particular sport that I wanted to play. Like I was really focused on in Ukraine. So
How's your chess game? I know chess is big in your neck of the
yeah,
woods in
it is.
Russia. How's the chess game?
Not really good. I'm not a big chess
Oh,
player.
in that case, then maybe you and I will play when you get to campus. See, if you
For
said,
sure.
oh, yeah, I'm a grandmaster, don't worry about it, I'd be like, you know what? Good for you. But if you're not all that good, how about that? I challenge you.
For
How's that?
sure.
Alex Haruk is here on WREF, a Ukraine native, UTRGV transfer, and the newest Screaming Eagle for USI men's basketball, the upcoming 2024-2025 season. And I'm Brad Klein, very excited to welcome Alex to Evansville and also introduce him to the USI fans. And they're all very excited to get you on campus. And again, your frame and your athleticism and your ability, that's something that no one, Stan Gerard, the rest of his staff, no one takes that for granted. So when you hit the portal, right, UTRGV, you spend your first 2 years there, and I'll ask you about that in a moment as well, but you hit the portal, you choose USI, why?
It's just the love that the coaches showed me to the recruiting process. I felt like I can really succeed in that program, get better. They had like a real point of view for the next season, for the other guys they brought in this year. And I felt like it was a great opportunity for me and my family. Since then it's just been history.
Alex, is there a player that you model your game off of or watch and think maybe one day I'm going to play like that guy in any capacity?
I like Jokic. I like Jokic a lot. I like Gasol brothers as well. I feel like he's I can also shoot the ball as well as the all those players that I mentioned. I know that's something I really developed as well over the couple of years. And I feel like we're similar. It's kind of similar. We kind of have similar game with this skills. But yeah, these two players are the only one we're really trying to look out for.
Those are good guys to aspire to, and those are good
Yeah.
guys to watch and to learn from for sure. Again, Alex Aruk, the newest Screaming Eagle, is here on WREF. And for you, I'll go back to your family for a second. You moved here not necessarily for basketball. The family in America with you, but stationed where? Where is the family in America?
They all live in Sacramento, California.
Okay, and that makes sense because you did your prep school year, your high school season. At Jesuit High School in Carmichael, California. So I'd imagine pretty close to them. For you, what was that experience like? Because that's your first taste of America from the
Yeah.
Ukraine. So talk to us about how that went down.
It was good. It took me a little bit of a while to get used to it, different culture, different people. But I loved it, to be honest with you. Felt like I got better as a person as well. I got to experience both cultures, Ukrainian and American. But he's been great. He's been great. I've met a lot of good friends that became like a family to me. Met a lot of people that I got really, really close with over the past 7 years that I've been here in America, and it's really been a blessing.
What was the biggest difference between Ukraine and America, especially that first year when you were playing in California?
I would say just the language barrier. That's the most important thing. Because like when I got here, my English wasn't as good as it is right now. I could speak barely English. So the most challenging part was the language, really. Be able to communicate with the people, even on the basketball court, understanding the terminologies and the coaches. That was the hardest part.
Well, for whatever it's worth, the English sounded great right now, and
Yeah.
it's a little bit better than mine. I just don't
Thank
speak the
you.
necessarily best English. But that being said, Alex Rook here on WREF, the newest Screaming Eagle, 7 foot, 240, 250, a center, old school center, back to the basket guy, and a soft touch around the rim as well. So should be a really nice addition for USI. All right, I have another Ukraine versus America question, kind of a two-parter, right? If you
Okay.
can take something from America and tell everyone in Ukraine, hey, got to start doing this, got to start using this or something. Adapt something from America, apply it to Ukraine, and take something from Ukraine and apply it to America. So what would those two things to be?
That's a good question. I don't know, to be honest with you, because I never really played basketball in Ukraine,
Oh, see, doesn't have to be basketball. If there's a food that you like in America that you didn't have in Ukraine or something like that, whatever. On or off the court, I'll take it.
Okay, let me think. I would say I have a lot of good food in Ukraine. It would be good for America to explore the food options that we have in Ukraine. It's really good. I'll say in America, I'll probably
He's thinking borscht. She's going to make Stan Gerard borscht. I know
borscht. Yeah, borscht.
it.
Exactly, borscht. That's one of my favorite dishes. Borscht and from America to Ukraine, I would probably say, it's a good question. I don't know, to be honest with you.
Doesn't sound like America's doing too much right. If there's nothing that you want Ukraine to take from America, then we have something to work on as Americans. So
I guess.
we'll workshop it. How's that? We'll workshop it. But again, Alex is here on WREF and getting ready for the 2024 2025 season, a new look roster. And for you, before we go and talk about basketball, on a serious note, I do want to ask you a little bit about everything happening in Ukraine, the war, and I hope everyone, your family, is doing okay with it. But it is one of those situations, extremely unfortunate, the war in Ukraine. How has that been for you in trying to focus on your academic and athletic future while all that is going on? And I'd imagine something that definitely occupies a good amount of your headspace when you're on the floor or off.
Sure. When the first time started, it was hard for me to focus on basketball, because when the first time started, I had the basketball tournament. I remember I couldn't really focus on anything. It was a first. It was a hard for me to deal with it, but as of right now, it got a little bit better since, where my family lives in Ukraine, they kind of live in a safe area. Whereas there is not a lot of shooting, no bombing, so it's kind of like better, because it kind of keeps me calm, that they're all safe. But other parts in Ukraine, it's just horrible. It's just people dying, a lot of innocent people dying, children, over some stuff that their president don't like. About our country, and just it's hard to watch all these things happen, but I hope all this is gonna end pretty soon, so I can go back to Ukraine, visit my family, my friends, because it's been a little bit of a while since I've been there, so I would definitely looking forward to come back after it's all done. And yeah.
Again, we just hope everyone is okay. And I'm assuming that as far as the timeline of it, you got pretty lucky because if you had been in Ukraine while this war began, you probably wouldn't have been allowed to leave, right? Probably would have been in an enlistment situation where you're fighting and defending Ukraine, which I imagine some of your friends are doing right now. So how much contact have you had with them as they're actually defending the nation?
So most of my friends, my high school friends, they're all in out of country right now. They had time to escape before the war started. But I know a lot of my family friends, they're fighting right now. A lot of my family members, they were there fighting. It's just hard to watch them fighting right now and risking their own lives. Because I remember when I was there, everything was fine, everything was perfect. Everybody was living their lives, and then it happened. It's just hard to see what's going on. So.
And all this happening as you're trying to focus on your academics and your athletics in America and for the past 2 seasons at UTRGV, which I'd imagine does not remind you of home at all. Rio Grande Valley in Texas, that is probably the most opposite to Ukraine, at least in my head, that I can imagine for America. But that said, you spent your first two collegiate seasons there. Why did you ultimately decide to enter the transfer portal and to leave?
One of my coaches, head coaches, he got fired, after that, I already knew that I'm gonna have to find a new home. So that was really the main reason. For me to transfer because he was the one who recruited me, and I knew that the new coach is going to come in. He's going to have different views, I thought it would be better for me if I just put my name in transfer portal and explore my options and try to find a new home.
It's never fun when someone loses their job. It's someone that you have a relationship with. But the USI fans are happy that it led you here because, again, with your ability on the court, it does open up some options for USI from an X's and O's standpoint. So, all that said, Alex Aruf, the new Screaming Eagle down low in the post for USI men's basketball. And, the first 2 seasons for you under your coach that you had a lot of respect for and you had a relationship with. I wonder the key takeaway. What did you learn from those first two college basketball seasons? What was your biggest takeaway from those 2 seasons?
To be honest with you, they taught me a lot of basketball, but also life lessons as well. They taught us how to be a man in the community, how to work hard for what you want to have. They gave a lot of great life lessons, and I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for those life lessons. It's definitely been a pleasure to be on a team. But it just, it's unfortunate that my coach has to go, and it's not really a good thing. But it is, but it is what it is, and we gotta keep moving on. And yeah.
And Alex, for you've only been playing basketball seriously and competitively for 5, 6 years. Is that fair, right? So for you're still developing and you're still learning. What are you trying to add to your game, especially for this upcoming season, as someone who is borderline new to the sport, but also trying to compete at a very high level, Division I basketball?
Be honest, just learn the game of basketball, to be honest with you, since I start playing super late, so I don't really know much about game of basketball, and I think the only thing that would really help me just, keep being in the gym, watch a lot of film, work on my weaknesses, work on my strengths, because there's always is always like there's always potential for me to get better, you know. So I think that's the only things I need to really work on, and that I can help, and I can help this team to win more games.
John Aldridge is really the leader for the bigs, the forwards, the centers, and I'd imagine you're going to be working pretty closely with him. Stan Gerard communicating with you as your recruitment with USI progresses. What did they tell you about how the position is going to really materialize? Because they have Jaden Schotter, a guy who they just brought in a couple of weeks ago, Stephen Olowoni in the same boat, newcomer forward with some size, with some strength. Nick Kittle, the starting center from last year, he's back. So you got a lot of guys that you're competing with. What have they told you about how that's going to look in early June when you get on campus and start playing and trying to earn your spot?
Sure. They said like the opportunity is there. I have opportunity to have a play significant minutes. And the only thing is I gotta keep working and do my best on the court and in the classroom. Just do my best. On the classroom and on the court, and and just keep working hard.
Again, Alex Aruch here on WREF, the newest Screaming Eagle for USI men's basketball. We're so excited to have him, so excited to get him on campus. Early June, summer workouts right around the corner. So tell me, what's the timeline for you? What are you going to be doing before you get to Evansville in 2 weeks or so?
Right now, I'm just trying to figure out some stuff back in my school. Still have to move out of my apartment, do some other stuff. But right now, I'm in Washington, D.C., working out with the basketball professional players. Trying to get better, get ready before I start our summer workouts, get a little bit in shape. That's the
I
thing.
like it. And what are you going to be studying at USI?
Business management.
That's all good. All right. Well, maybe if you're looking for a different major, you decide it's not for you, go broadcasting and I can tutor you. How's
Okay. Okay. Sure.
that? Alex, thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on the commitment. Congratulations on this new chapter in your athletic and academic journey. Good luck this upcoming season. We're going to be seeing a lot of each other and wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we take a step aside on WREF right here, talking about USI basketball on 97.7 FM.